name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works, and I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at My Catholic Faith, Lesson 136, Sacred Vessels and Altar Linens. We have two sets of pictures, numbered 1 through 8, small pictures. The first one shows chalice and purificator. The second image is the paten with the chalice. So we're building the chalice up. So first the chalice with the purificator on top. Next comes the paten on top of that. And the third image is the pall with chalice. Okay, so they didn't show us putting the host on the paten there. So the pall with the chalice. And number 4, the veiled chalice. Number 5, the burse and corporal. Number 6, the veiled chalice and burse. Number 7, missal and withstand. And 8 is cruets and bell. What are the sacred vessels used for the altar? The chief sacred vessels used for the altar are the chalice, paten, ciborium, and monstrance, or ostensorium. Once consecrated, sacred vessels may not be touched by persons who are not in holy orders, except in cases of necessity. Those given charge of the care of the vessels should use a small linen cloth when handling them so that they do not actually touch them. They are to be handled with reverence. The chalice is the most sacred of all the vessels. It is the cup which holds the wine for consecration. After consecration, it contains the precious blood of Christ. The chalice must be of gold or silver. If this is not possible, at least the inside must be always gilt. The chalice represents the chalice in which our Lord at the Last Supper first offered his blood. It also symbolizes the chalice of the Passion. And lastly, it stands for the heart of Jesus, from which flowed his blood for our redemption. The paten is a small plate on which the host is laid. It is made to fit the chalice. It is of the same materials as the chalice, at least gilt. Both chalice and paten must be consecrated by the bishop. The paten used only at the offertory and at the communion, when the faithful participate, symbolizes their hearts eager to receive Christ. The ciborium resembles the chalice, except that it has a cover. It is used to hold the small host, distributed for the communion of the faithful. The monstrance, or ostensorium, is the large metal container used for benediction or exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. In many churches, it is of gold and decorated with jewels. The sacred host used for benediction is reserved in a luna or lunette, which is placed in the glass portion of the monstrance. Other things, such as the missal, veil, cruets, and incense, are used at the altar. The missal is the book which contains the prayers and ceremonies of the Mass. The veil is a square cloth of the same material and design as the vestments of the priest. It is used to cover the chalice, paten, and pall before the offertory and after the ablution. The cruets are the vessels from which the acolyte or sacristan pours water and wine into the chalice held by the celebrant. Incense is a perfume burned on certain occasions, as at High Mass and benediction. It is a symbol of prayer. What linens are used for the holy sacrifice? The corporal, purificator, pall, and finger towel are used. These linens, except the finger towel, are called the holy cloths. All are made of white linen. No special significance is placed on the finger towel. It is of linen used by the priest after washing his fingers before the consecration. The corporal is a square of fine linen with a small cross worked in the center. Sometimes it has a border of lace. It is folded in three from both sides and kept in a burse. The corporal is the most important of the holy cloths. The priest spreads it on the altar. On it he places the chalice and the host after consecration. With the purificator, the corporal symbolizes the linen in which our Lord was laid away in the sepulchre. Because of their close contact with the sacred species, neither purificator nor corporal after use may be handled by lay people without special permission. The priest first purifies them before others wash them. The purificator is an oblong piece of linen folded thrice, placed over the chalice. It is used by the priest to wipe the inside of the chalice before putting in the wine and after the ablution. He also wipes his mouth with it after the ablution. The pall is a small square piece of linen starched stiff used to cover the chalice. It represents the stone which the Roman soldiers rolled against the entrance of Christ's sepulchre. That concludes the readings. Do we have any questions or comments?
Your Excellency, as far as like the finger towel, I know that we have, at least here in Kentucky, some finger towels that I don't think are linen. I mean, should those not be used?
What I need basically with the finger towel is that it needs to be absorbent. I don't think it is necessary to be made of linen, but it's
okay.
It's kind of nice to have a matching set with the finger towel, the corporal, the purificator, have those linens somewhat of the same pattern and style. I know most often it doesn't happen that way because we need purificators, so we make purificators or purchase purificators and they don't quite match the corporals or vice versa. Things get different, but it's kind of nice when we can make our own from the same type of material. I've noticed that a lot of the old stuff that we're not using, probably when the changes were taking place, they began to use a much coarser linen and a very coarse linen for corporals and purificators, which I don't really care for. And of course, at least according to this, that would not be correct. They should be a fine linen, which is quite a difference. You know, we have many altar cloths and linens and things like that that were saved or salvaged when they were being thrown out when the changes were coming around in Vatican II. Not very long ago, we pulled a lot of that out of the attic of the church and brought them over and actually burned them because we weren't using them. They were getting old, disfigured, and it was kind of sad, but at the same time, I think, why did these people save these just so that I could burn them 40 years later? But it often seems that that's what we end up doing, is saving something just to throw it out later or have it go bad. It's much like food. And again, I think of Franciscan poverty. Do we really need all of these things? And more my, I guess, philosophy is, you know, if it's not fit to use, let's destroy it. You know, if it can be thrown away, let's throw it away. If it needs to be burned, let's burn it. If we need more later on, we can get more later on. So I used to joke with Bishop Lewis, you know, they're making more every day. And we can still purchase fine linen, and I think there are enough seamstresses around that we could still make these things when we need them. And so it's worthwhile purging from time to time, trying to keep the best for the sacrifice of the Mass, for the greater honor and glory of God. You know, just because they're old doesn't mean they're the best that we could do. I don't really have much more to say about that, just our recent experiences and trying to purge some of the things that have accumulated over the many years. Okay, then we will, if there are no further questions, we can end with the act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendit super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.